はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、オークランド。
よしです。
高瀬です。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 58. As always brought to you by Air Clarin, the translation and interpretation specialist. Nagasaki Connection joining us again. Yoshi, 今日元気ですか？
元気です。高瀬さん、今日元気ですか？
元気です。Peter も元気ですか？
相変わらず、絶好調です。Today is part 3 of Airplane Encounter. Now, if you missed part 1 and 2, check back to last week. We had these lessons on Tuesday and Wednesday. You can find out about this and a lot more about studying Japanese at JapanesePod101.com. If you stop by, Takase,
be sure to leave us a post.
You heard her. Okay, here we go.
この交差点はすごいですね。
そうですね。人が多いです。
そうですよ。世界一にぎやかな交差点ですよ。
本当ですか？
本当ですよ。私は渋谷の専門家です。
え、学生ですか？
いいえ、渋谷博士です。
出身大学はどこですか？
違います。大学ではないです。
やっぱり、渋谷オタクでしょう。
博士とオタクはどう違いますか？
やっぱりピーター、二人で行きましょう。
One more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
この交差点はすごいですね。
そうですね。人が多いです。
そうですよ。世界一にぎやかな交差点ですよ。
本当ですか？
本当ですよ。私は渋谷の専門家です。
学生ですか？
いいえ、渋谷博士です。
出身大学はどこですか？
違います。大学ではないです。
やっぱり渋谷オタクでしょう。
博士とオタクはどう違いますか？
やっぱりピーター、二人で行きましょう。
Okay, you know the drill. Takase and Yoshi will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
この交差点はすごいですね。
This intersection is amazing.
そうですね。
That's right.
人が多いです。
There are many people.
そうですよ。
Of course, that's right.
世界一にぎやかな交差点ですよ。
It's the world's most lively intersection.
本当ですか？
Really? Is that true?
本当ですよ。
That's true.
私は渋谷の専門家です。
I am a specialist about Shibuya.
学生ですか？
Are you a student?
いいえ、渋谷博士です。
No, I am a Shibuya PhD.
出身大学はどこですか？
Where did you graduate from?
違います。
Ah, you're wrong. It's different.
大学ではないです。
I didn't go to university.
やっぱり。
Just as I thought.
渋谷オタクでしょう。
You're someone obsessed with Shibuya, right?
博士とオタクはどう違いますか？
How is a PhD different from someone obsessed with something?
やっぱり、ピーター、二人で行きましょう。
Just as I thought, Peter, let's go, the two of us. Takase, where did you meet this guy?
I found him in Shibuya.
In front of Hachiko.
I like that. I can't tell the difference between someone obsessed with something and a PhD. Can you, Yoshi?
No.
Takase?
No.
I think a lot of people appreciate that line. A lot of people who maybe are married to PhDs or had the experience of sharing time together while one was pursuing a PhD.
Okay.
Long lesson. What we're going to do now is get into some vocabulary. Okay, here we go. Takase, first word.
交差点.
Intersection.
交差点. 交差点.
But I think it is true about the intersection in Shibuya. I believe it's the busiest intersection in the world.
Yes.
Right, Takase?
Yes, it always reminds me of the film, The Lord of the Ring.
What?
The fighting scene.
When everyone's getting
yes.
killed and maimed?
Yes.
Yoshi, please.
I'm confused.
Oh, Takase, you rock. That's all we can say.
But it's true. Just go there. And
but don't bring any weapons, please. We're not condoning this. But Takase recommends that you go there, right, Takase?
Yes. Just feel the energy.
Okay.
次の言葉に行きましょう。
Ah, new expression. Takase, お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
次の言葉。
Next word. Break it down, Takase.
次の言葉。次の言葉。
Okay, from now on, we would like to introduce this way to move on to new words. Here we go.
世界
World
世界世界
We have an expression in English. It's a small world. What's the expression in Japanese?
世界は狭い。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
世界は狭い。
And this actually, the literal translation is, the world is narrow.So we say small, you guys say narrow. Give us the word for narrow.
狭い.
Again, using the same context, if you meet someone you haven't seen in a long time, in a very unusual place, you would say?
世界は狭いですね.
And if you meet someone and you have a common friend, 7-degree separation thing going on here, you can also say?
世界は狭いですね. 次の言葉.
専門家.
Specialist.
専門家専門家
And the first part of this word is, Yoshi?
専門
Specialty. So the word 専門 is specialty. Then we add on the 家 and it becomes?
専門家
Which is?
Specialist.
Yes. As an example, the word for economics in Japanese is?
経済
Break that down.
経済
And one time fast.
経済
So Takase, what do we call someone whose specialty is the economy?
経済専門家
Okay.
次の言葉。
大学
University.
大学大学
Okay, Takase, how many universities are there in Japan?
702.
英語で何と言いますか?
702.There are 702 universities in Japan.
And Takase, where did we get this information?
文部科学省
Where was that?
文部科学省 It's also known as MEXT.
MEXT. It stands for the Ministry of Education, Culture, Sports, Science, and Technology. Is that all, Takase?
Yes.
It seems like there should be more.Why not just add everything into this ministry? Yes. The number we got, 702, is from the 2003 report on schools and education in Japan. Yes, we are moving up. From now on, all facts will be sourced. But from now on, usually in the PDFs. So we're just letting you know now. 次の言葉。
博士。
A person who holds a doctorate.
博士。博士。
Okay, 高瀬。Do we have an example for 博士?
ジキル博士とハイド氏。
英語で何と言いますか?
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
ああ、もう一度日本語でお願いします。
ジキル博士とハイド氏。
And there's the 博士。
Yes.
Can you break that down?
ジキル博士。ジキル博士。
And what's the rest of him?
ハイド氏
Break that down.
ハイド氏ハイド氏
And I hear the hide, but what's the she on the end?
She means mister.
Ah, 次の言葉。
オタク。
オタク。A geek. A geek or someone obsessed with something. But the actual meaning of this word is much more complicated and complex. And in the future, due to the many, many requests, we're actually going to cover this topic in detail with Takase as the host.
オタク。オタク。
So we could say obsessed with something. What would you call someone obsessed with games?
ゲームオタク。
And how about anime?
アニメオタク。
Okay, so the construction is the subject in front, the theme in front, for example, games or anime, and then after, followed by?
オタク。
Okay, next we have.
博士とオタクはどう違いますか?
How is a PhD different from someone obsessed with something? Takase, how do we construct this?
博士とオタクはどう違いますか?
So, the 博士... Then we use the particle to. Then we have otaku, followed by the particle wa. So the construction is A, then the particle to, B, followed by the particle wa, followed by?
どう違いますか?
A,
と,
B,
wa,
followed by?
どう違いますか?
Okay. Ah, I have a great example.
What?
ピーターとタカセはどう違いますか?
全然違います。 We are completely different.
Completely the same.
No, different.
Like family.
No, never.
No, that's funny. All right. Okay, Takase is too much fun for today. But Takase, there's another way to construct the どう違います.
Yes.
We had A followed by the particle と, B followed by は. But we can also reverse this. We can take A followed by the particle wa, B followed by the particle to, and then?
どう違いますか?
And this has the same meaning, right?
Yes.
So in the original sentence, we had 博士とオタクは. Now let's give it with the new construction.
博士はオタクとどう違いますか?
Okay, now Takase, here's the question for you.わ、the particle わ、と、が、the particle が、は、どう違いますか? So, Takase, what's the difference between わ and が?
Peter, we're out of time now.
No, Takase.
Yes.
More time. We have more time.
No. また明日。
Okay, see you tomorrow.
またね。